Rabbi Denise Egger, welcome to Newsworks Tonight, and congratulations on your forthcoming appointment.
Thank you so much.
Now, your appointment as president of the Central Conference of American Rabbis puts Reform Judaism in the vanguard of religious organizations in the U.S. when it comes to inclusivity and LGBT rights. But in a sense, would you say your appointment was a long time in the making, since it was 25 years ago that the Reform movement called for the ordination of gay rabbis?
Yes, it has been a long time in the making, but it's a natural arc of the activism of the Reform movement in fighting for LGBT civil rights and marriage equality. Reform rabbis have been at the forefront of the marriage equality fight in their various states, and the Reform movement in the Central Conference of American Rabbis and the Union for Reform Judaism has been at the forefront of marriage equality fights, both in the court and on Capitol Hill. And it's a great celebration to be part of a movement that has really done its discernment and then put its action behind its words.
Now, can you explain the role of the Central Conference of American Rabbis? What sort of jurisdiction, if you will, does it have over local synagogues?
The Central Conference of American Rabbis is the basically the international organization of Reform rabbis. We help to provide lifelong learning for rabbis, the study of Torah, and develop our professional skills. We have strict ethical code, which we hold one another to, and we help work hand-in-hand with our partners, which are our seminary, Hebrew Union College, Jewish Institute of Religion, and the Union for Reform Judaism, which is our lay body of synagogues.
What's on your agenda for your presidency?
I think that the next couple of years are key and important time in the life of the Jewish community. We are looking towards how rabbis and synagogues and the Jewish community can really move into the 21st century with great hope and with great learning. I'm particularly proud that our conference is about to publish a new Machzor, a new High Holy Day prayer book. The first time a new High Holy Day prayer book for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, really tries to tackle theological circumstances and questions of the 21st century. And getting that rolled out and helping Jews around the world embrace a text that speaks to contemporary life and in contemporary language will be a tremendous, tremendous effort.
Can you give me some examples of one of those changes in the prayer book?
We really did this because we recognize the evolution of the Reform movement kind of needs to match where Reform Jews are today. The book has an incredible sensitivity to the voices of women, to LGBT members, to the disabled. For example, when we refer to a couple under the chuppah, which is the marriage canopy, some of the prayers that traditionally referred to husband and wife were changed so that it can mean any two people of any gender joined in marriage. And that's a pretty radical and wonderful way to offer a blessing and to be the most inclusive and to have a very open tent.
And since you mentioned weddings, there's also a rabbi's manual that's going to adopt some new language?
Yes, exactly. It will be available for the first time at this convention in Philadelphia, the new rabbi's manual, Le'et Kol Zman, for everything there is a time. The rabbi's manual is a collection of prayers and rituals and ceremonies, and many of those have been also revised, including LGBT prayers and ceremonies for gay weddings, for a couple consoling a couple on the loss of a child through stillbirth. And so I think the sensitivity of reflecting our contemporary lives is what we at the conference and its rabbis stand for, and trying to uplift the human spirit with hope and trying to reinvigorate our spiritual lives in a contemporary world.
Rabbi Denise Egger, thank you so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you for the opportunity to share about Reform Judaism and the Central Conference, and we look forward to a wonderful week in Philadelphia.
Rabbi Denise Egger is the incoming president of the Central Conference of American Rabbis. They'll be holding their conference in Philadelphia beginning on Sunday.